This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The climate change alarmists have brainwashed the entire public into thinking that every weather event is now caused by climate change.
The Health Ranger Report.
Every time it rains, they call the weatherman. Was it climate change? It's insane.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It really is sick what Kathy Griffin has done here with this beheading of Donald Trump and showing his bloody decapitated head in this video. It's beyond sick. It is demented. It's mentally ill. Kathy Griffin should be arrested and incarcerated for advocating the killing of the President of the United States of America. And she sums up the incredible derangement, the violent lunacy of the deranged left, which has now demonstrated again and again and again that they are incapable of participating in a civilized society, period. This is really the final straw. This is the left showing what they really want. They just want to murder President Trump and murder all of his supporters and murder conservatives and murder gun owners and murder anybody that doesn't agree with them, that doesn't kowtow to their totalitarian police state insanity. You know, and this is what Kathy Griffin has done. And now she apologized for it, but only because there was such a huge backlash. She apologized, said she was making a joke. Really? Can you imagine what would have happened if, let's say, a white male comedian during the Obama administration had shown a decapitated, bloodied Obama head, held it up ISIS terrorism style, and said, "This is a joke"? Can you imagine? They would have burned his house down. They would have strung him up with a noose and hung him in the streets. I mean, that's if the people got to him first. Otherwise, the Obama administration would have thrown him in prison or perhaps executed him or something along those lines. I mean, how does the left think that this is a joke? How does the left think that they are tolerant when all they do is depict violence and murder and bloodshed? And when they're not murdering the president and showing his head like a terrorist would, like an ISIS jihadi would behead people and hold their head up. That's the way Kathy is holding this head up. How do they not realize that they are the fascists, that they are deranged, that they are the violent left-wing lunatics who are now a danger to society? And you know, I wrote a story about this on Natural News. I encourage you to read it. Just search for Kathy Griffin on naturalnews.com. And I said, look, this is the final message to all patriots in America, that you're probably going to be called upon to defend your nation, to defend your liberties with whatever lawful and legal means are available, including the Second Amendment, to defend your nation against these deranged, zombie, mindless, soulless lunatics on the left that Kathy Griffin epitomizes. Even in her photo, she looks like a mindless zombie, a heartless, soulless, emotionless. Her eyes are empty. She is expressionless, just staring straight ahead like a serial killer photo. Because that's what she's promoting, is serial killing. These people are deranged, psychiatrically imbalanced advocates of mass murder and bloodshed and violence, and not just against Donald Trump, but against babies too. They love that late term abortion, that third term abortion where the baby is already almost fully formed human, being born, partially born alive, and then these abortion centers cut off the baby's head, kill it. They murder the baby and harvest the organs, and they laugh about it. There's a video on LifeSite News, an undercover video about how they're laughing about, oh, the eyeballs were rolling into their laps, and they thought that was so hilarious and so funny because, you know, little baby eyeballs are so funny and bouncy. It's just, these people are, it's reached demonic levels of insanity. I mean, serial killer just begins to describe the kind of people that we're dealing with here on the deranged lunatic left. And they literally believe that they have the right to murder anybody that doesn't agree with them. The left has become the single greatest threat to society. They side with ISIS and radical Islamic terrorism. They actually defend terrorists, but they say to murder the duly elected president of the United States. That's how dangerous they have become. They would rather have ISIS running Washington, D.C. than have a conservative running Washington, D.C. They are pro-terrorists and anti-democracy. They hate the outcome of this election because they didn't win, and so they refuse to respect it. And so they decide to produce all this imagery and this advocacy of mass murder and violence and just sick, demented, sick people. We're talking, Kathy Griffin should be taken away and put into a padded cell. And she's not the only one. There are quite a few others who are freaking deranged, like Michael Moore, absolutely deranged, lunatics. Maxine Waters probably qualifies at some level for some of this. She's deranged, an absolute lunatic. You know, we the people, we've been very tolerant during the Obama years as he pushed this cultural destruction and all these attacks against police and all these attacks on white people. And he pushed the race war agenda, and the media kept pushing violence and race wars and anti-police and anti-America, and they said gun owners were terrorists. We were all very, very tolerant, and we stood by and did not resort to violence while our country was being destroyed by the radical, insane, communist-linked left. And we said to ourselves, we are going to just go to the ballot box, and we're going to take our country back at the ballot box. And that's what we did. And we went to the ballot box in November of 2016, and we voted in President Donald Trump. We said, this is how we're going to peacefully take our country back from the insane, deranged left. And the left then refused to acknowledge the outcome of that election. The left said, no, we don't honor democracy unless we win the election, which means they don't honor democracy at all. They don't honor elections unless they win them. And the radical left-wing media went berserk and just began publishing smear stories and fake news and anonymous sources that are totally fabricated, slandering and smearing Trump and everybody around Donald Trump and all of his supporters and anybody close to him, and trying to destroy everybody like Sean Hannity or even Bill O'Reilly or anybody that's just on the conservative side. And I'm not saying I agree with everything all those guys say, but this was a witch hunt against them, a politically motivated witch hunt to destroy them, to silence their voices. And at the same time, Google and Facebook, YouTube and Twitter were silencing all voices of reason. Anybody who wasn't an insane radical leftist who didn't express sufficient hatred toward Trump is being silenced by Google. My website was shut down for 6 full days by Google. It was de-indexed. Every page on my website was de-indexed for 6 days by Google, because they wanted to silence what I had to say, my criticism of the insanity of the deranged left. And Facebook has been censoring the entire independent media and just pushing up all the mainstream lying fake news media like the Washington Post and New York Times or MSNBC or NPR. All of these hate-filled, lying, dishonest, fake stream media outlets like that. They are so filled with hate and rage, and they are stirring up hatred and stirring up violence. It's so bad, I've called them journo-terrorists. Journo-terrorism is what they're engaged in, not journalism. It's journo-terrorism. Their job, and they have succeeded at it, especially the Washington Post and the New York Times, is to whip up a frenzy of hatred, of vile hatred and violent tendencies and insanity on the left, to the point where it becomes a clinical mental illness, a mass hallucination of tens of millions of people on the left who now literally want to murder the president of the United States and cut off the heads of people that they don't like and censor and silence everybody or beat them in the streets, bloody them, and kill them. We're talking about universities now where they say that white genocide is a good thing. Professors now on the record saying, yeah, white genocide, that's the answer. We've got this university in the United States, No Whites Day. And they all the students of color were just bullying and hounding and threatening this white liberal professor because he refused to leave for No Whites Day. And they were searching the cars and they seized buildings on campus. They're using terrorist tactics to take over the universities. They're acting like terrorists. And the universities have become terrorism training camps. And then Kathy Griffin goes on and she uses the symbology of ISIS terrorism, holding up a bloodied, decapitated head of the president of the United States, looking exactly like an ISIS beheading video. She is saying to people, we are the terrorists. She's announcing that we are the jihadi radicals, that we are going to kill you, that we are going to bloody you. We are coming for you. We're going to cut your heads off. We're going to, in her words, commit mass violence against people that we don't agree with. And why? Because we on the left, she says, we are the tolerant ones. We're the ones who are peaceful. We are compassionate. We are loving. Bullshit. You are violent, deranged lunatics. You belong in insane asylums. You need to be heavily medicated to protect society from people like you. You need to be in padded cells. You need to be evaluated. You need to possibly undergo electroshock therapy. And I can't even believe I'm saying that because it's a horrendous crime against children when it's used without good cause. But in some people like Kathy Griffin or other deranged leftist lunatics, you got to start to look at the real options. How do you protect society from their violent derangement? How can they be treated in some way or live out the rest of their lives in some facility where they cannot threaten the rest of society that is attempting to live in a lawful, peaceful manner? Friends, we are headed for a civil war in this country. I've been warning you about that for many, many months, and now you see it. You see the left holding up the bloodied heads in a terrorism fashion to show you, to announce that they are the terrorists. They're coming for you. They're coming for blood. They're going to kill you. They're going to commit genocide against you. They're going to murder you. This is what the left stands for. The left is not a political party. The left is a radical, anti-American, anti-white, genocidal terrorist organization. The DNC, the Democrats, the radical left, they are a terrorist organization. And Kathy Griffin just demonstrated that, showing you, depicting what they all believe, which is the mass killing of conservatives, the mass killing of gun owners, the mass killing of Christians, the mass killing of Trump supporters or white people in general. They literally say that they're against racism while they call for people who have white skin color to be mass murdered in a genocidal rampage. That's how insane they have become. They think they are tolerant when they have no tolerance whatsoever for anyone whose views disagree with theirs. They cannot even tolerate rational discussion. They can't tolerate debate because they always lose every debate because they're freaking insane. They don't have the facts on their side. They don't have reason or logic on their side. So they must resort to bullying and intimidation and death threats, which is what Kathy Griffin is demonstrating now. They must resort to totalitarian police state tactics, threatening to beat people up in the streets, threatening to silence and murder people who are about to speak on campus that they don't like, threatening to overthrow the White House, threatening to destroy Trump, threatening the advertisers of Sean Hannity. This is what it has come to. And I'm telling you, friends, we are very quickly approaching a Second Amendment activation day. I actually see a day in the not too distant future where American patriots have Second Amendment activation and they get up off their couches, out of their offices, out of their homes, and they defend this nation against this insane, delusional, radical left that is trying to overthrow the government, destroy the nation, commit genocide, and mass murder political opponents. We, the people, have got to stop this. And I don't know what the trigger is going to be, you know, the catalyst for that event, but it's coming. It's coming. And when it comes, I see a day when the patriots, when they take over, They seize the propaganda, the fascist propaganda, so-called news outlets, and they halt the publication of anti-American fascist propaganda. And they return the press to the people. I see a day where they occupy, where patriots occupy the tech giants, and they halt the censorship of independent media and truth news. And they set the internet free once again for a free society rooted in reason and liberty and real journalism. You see, we are right now, I mean, I actually see a day when patriots arrest traitors in the U.S. Senate. I see a day where they march on Washington with the support of the police, the military, and the National Guard, and they march on Washington and they engage in mass arrests of the traitors who are in Congress. And there's quite a few of them, and many of them need to go to jail, and many of them in the Obama administration need to go to prison. They need to be indicted. And yes, you got to give them a fair trial, but many of them, the evidence is right there of how guilty they are. I don't even have to name names. You probably know who I'm talking about. I see this day coming because the left just keeps pushing and pushing and calling for murder and calling for genocide and calling for an overthrow of the government and calling for death of Trump and calling for all of these forms of violence and intolerance and insanity and mental illness. This is what the left stands for now. They are a terrorist organization. They are domestic terrorism. And if we don't defeat them, we will lose our nation. We will lose it. We will all be enslaved under a totalitarian regime run by intolerant lunatic leftists. And I can tell you right now, there are millions of Americans who will never allow that situation to unfold. They will defend their rights, their freedoms, their constitution, their nation, their communities. They will defend their local law enforcement. They will defend their freedom of speech. They will defend their culture, their nation, and their borders, even if it means risking their own personal safety to do so, because it has come down to that moment in America where you either surrender to the totalitarian, insane left, and you collapse into a police state regime, or you stand up and you literally take action to defend this nation, defend law and order, defend the rule of law, defend civility in society, defend reason and rationality and logic and all the things that are fundamental pillars of a society that is rooted in civility and reason, a place where you'd like to live, a place where there isn't violence on the streets everywhere, a place where the government might actually do something that makes sense instead of being run by insane left-wing criminals all the time, a place where the left-wing people in Washington aren't preying upon child pornography and child sex trafficking and child abuse and molestation and all of this, because that's what they do. I mean, the aide to, what's his name, de Blasio in New York was just arrested for child porn. I mean, it is sick. What the left has become is sick. It is demented. It is psychiatrically imbalanced. It's, you know, from a religious perspective or a spiritual perspective, it is demonic. It is insidious. It is evil. Evil, capital E, capital V, capital I, capital L. It is evil. It's almost as if some of these people like Kathy Griffin are freaking possessed by demons. I mean, it has become, I mean, look at her picture. She looks like she's possessed. Like you need to get like a Catholic priest in there to have an exorcism or something to get the demons out of her, you know, metaphorically speaking. She looks like she's possessed by demons. And she's just one of many. You listen to the way these left-wingers talk, they're possessed with evil. They're saturated with demonic intentions of destruction and death and blood, and they love blood, and they love bleeding little babies being aborted, and they love to bleed all over themselves. They love bloodied heads. They're just sick. They're mentally ill beyond belief. And if you let them gain power in this country, they will destroy everything that you value. They will destroy your liberties. They will destroy your nation. They will destroy your borders. They will eventually destroy your land, your savings, your pension, your health. Everything will be destroyed by these people. They are apocalyptic, demonic terrorists and destroyers of everything that is life and reason and love. I mean, they destroy everything that matters in your life. They're very, very dangerous, all of them, especially those in the left-wing media who continue to function as journal terrorists, and many of them need to be arrested. They are traitors. They are committing felony crimes. They are leaking classified information knowingly. They are dangerous, and they are advocating, they're whipping up through fake news all of this anger and hatred that's leading to these kinds of calls for violence and these calls for genocide. They're incredibly dangerous. I can't give you an urgent enough warning of where we are now in terms of the timeline of history. We are now so close to a civil war, the mass unleashing of civil war in the streets, that we're just one spark away. One little tiny trigger event is all it will take. And that event could happen tomorrow. It could be a bunch of left-wing radical students mass murdering Trump supporters on a college campus at an upcoming rally in Portland, for example. It could be anything, because the left is out for blood. They won't stop until they mass murder everyone. It's like a cultural revolution attempt in America. They are seething with anger. They can't wait to cut off your heads and drink your blood and relish in the mass murder and the suffering and the mayhem and the blood running in the streets that they want to see. This is their goal. This is the way they believe. This is what they think. They are animalistic, dangerous, demented, psychologically imbalanced animals, just creatures of evil. And that's what Kathy Griffin has now depicted for us with amazing clarity. One photo says it all. One photo. Thank you, Kathy Griffin, in a weird, twisted way, for showing the world what the left truly stands for. Violence, genocide, blood in the streets, mass murder, and soulless, heartless, empty, like demonically possessed evil. That is what your photo showed the world, and you represent the left. You how many politicians have you given money to? We're going to name them on naturalnews.com, by the way. And you, Kathy, are just one of many people who is a danger to our civilization, a danger to our world. You need to be locked away in a padded cell for psychiatric evaluation and aggressive treatment. There is something wrong with you. You cannot participate in our civilized society. We have had enough. We will not stand by and let insane people like you destroy the society that we have fought so long to defend. So I tell you, fellow Americans, be ready. Second Amendment Activation Day is coming. It is a day to be activated in defense of law and order, in defense of logic and reason, in defense of our nation and its borders and its culture, in defense of the rule of law and the democratic process of election outcomes. On your side, you will have allies of police, of National Guard, and even the military. You will be among other patriots who have also had enough, who are fed up with the lies and the distortions and the censorship and the genocidal maniacs on the left. And that day will come. And when it comes, we will bring you that news as well, because in that day, we, the people, will take our country back. Because we tried to do it at the ballot box. We tried to do it in the election, and the left said they don't recognize the election. They're still running a covert anti-American terror cell Obama underground group to destroy America from within. Do you understand the level of treason that we're dealing with here? The traitors who are still operating inside the bureaucracy against we the people? A day is coming that we put a stop to this. My message to you is to be ready, be fully prepared, be fully trained, and be what's the right word for this? Make sure that you stand for the right things. Make sure that you are willing to do, to defend this nation against those who are trying to destroy it. Make sure that you have the internal courage that it takes to stand for truth and justice, real justice, and defending a nation against aggressors and enemies, both foreign and domestic. That day is coming. I urge you to be ready. Until then, keep reading naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. The censorship efforts will be cranked up to try to censor us off the internet. So you need to type in the domain name directly. Go to your browser, type it in, naturalnews.com, every day. We're posting every morning and every evening. And we will bring you the most important news on these topics. Because we are patriots for America. Let there be no question ever about that point. We will defend this nation alongside you and many others. And we will no longer allow our nation to be overrun by these freaking violent, insane lunatics on the left. They have surrendered any legitimacy to any future election at this point. They do not believe in election outcomes unless they win them. They have stated that elections are not the way that you direct the future of your nation. They have demonstrated that, in their view, the way to control the future of your society is to kill all of your political enemies, to behead them, to bloody the streets, to attack as aggressors, and to destroy and commit genocide. This is what they are saying. They, the left. So they have surrendered any claim to any future election. They no longer participate in democracy. They cannot participate in a civilized society. They cannot participate in debate or even any reasonable discussion. The day for that is over, because that's what they have demanded. Although we the people, we tried to go to the ballot box and change the direction of our country in a peaceful, nonviolent method, using democracy, using elections, using the Electoral College. The left has said that is useless, that it's all out war, because they want the war, and they want mass murder, they want mass killings. And they are willing to do it because to them, the ends justify the means. Democracy is no more in the minds of the left. That's the point we're at today. So be ready, because the Second Amendment activation day is coming. I don't know how exactly it's going to unfold, but it is coming. You need to be fully prepared for it. Nothing else matters at this point. We have to save our nation from the insanity of the violent, deranged left.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.